around. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, the Arkivas were announced. What are the Arkivas, I hear you say?
What are the Arkivas?
Good question. What are they?
No one cares.
No one cares. Now, the Arkivas are the Commercial Radio Awards. Well, if you've ever heard us talk about the Sony Radio Awards, that was everybody. The Arkivas are just for commercial radio. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they announced all the nominees for the people who are going to win these, quite frankly, stupid, childish, nobody cares awards. Now, I don't want to give anything away about whether we were nominated or not for this absolute namby-pamby waste of time ceremony.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we're not really, it's not all about us going, oh, did we get nominated? No. I'm not even going to do that, Link. I'm not even going to bore you with this absolute rubbish, biased waste of time.
Corporate backslapping.
I'm not going to get into it. Because I bet you don't care, do you? Like us, you could care less about the Arkiva / Absolute Awards. You couldn't care less. I know. But I do want to say congratulations to all the nominees.
Yeah. Yes.
And have a great night and see you when is it?
May sometime, is it, Dave?
See you May sometime in it, Dave. And have a great time at the Arkivas. Arkivas, you can shove them up your Arkivas.
That should be their tagline. That'd be nice.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a Mr. Arkiva?
I think we might be damaging our chances for next year if we keep going down this route, Chris, so just be careful.
However, I would like today to offer a £500 reward. A £500 reward for anyone who can let us know the names of the judges for the Best Breakfast Show category for the TSA of over 2 million. By the way, that's a little bit promising, isn't it?
And remember, we had only been on...
You know when they did the nominations for the... I'm thinking, under 2 million. We're like under 2,000, aren't we? Where are we?
But it's the area, isn't it?
Please.
Don't
Best
forget.
Breakfast Show in the over 2 million category. Over 2 million what?
Potential listeners.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
We'd only been on air for 3 months.
Makes no difference.
That is the difference.
Makes
three
no
months,
difference.
But it's of the year. It's like of the year award.
Mm-hmm. Someone's just texting going, didn't get nominated then.
How'd we jump to that conclusion?
Where do you get to that from everything I just said, bigging up this amazing award ceremony? listen. I would like to offer £500 rewards to anybody who can contact us and tell us the names of the three judges from the Best Breakfast Show category. Only out of curiosity. We don't need their addresses. It's not that kind of information we need.
Yeah.
It's just the names. But while I'm on, I would like to, in all seriousness, we weren't nominated, which is fine.
Radio X was.
Radio X got nominated for the launch of Radio X.
Which makes sense.
Well, yes, but it's also a backhanded compliment. Because not one show from Radio X has been nominated, which basically means the build-up to Radio X launching was impressive. From the millisecond we started, it's just gone downhill. Because we've not been nominated. Me, Johnny, Alison, John, none of us, nothing. So basically, they've gone, up until you launched, you were brilliant. So we'll give you an award for that, maybe. And we have been nominated, and we're nominated for some competition.
Was it?
For Gillette.
Promotion.
Well done, Lauren.
I tell you, well.
That had a bit of disdain in there.
Well, and us as well. No. Well done, Lauren. Well done, Lauren. That was good.
Well done, Lauren.
She was really pleased when we watched the nomination, so well done.
Sure.
And if, just imagine if we did win that category.
Mm.
Free Gillette products for life.
Oh. Amazing.
For life.
Yep.
But congratulations to all the nominees and have a great time. And it's all very new to me, Dominic and Pippa, this Arkiva thing. I know people get very giddy about it well done. Why not? And congratulations to all the nominees, especially from the categories where we weren't nominated. And Boogie and Deke Dingo, I believe, were nominated in the category that we weren't nominated.
Yeah.
That's so humiliating. I've got to be honest. So humiliating. Boogie and Dingo. Am I getting this right? This is not a spelling mistake.
I'm not sure. Is that actually what it was? I don't know.
Boogie and Dingo.
Was it?
Dino. do know.
Wasn't Bodge mentioned?
Bodger and Badger?
Yeah.
I think Bodger and Badger.
Oh, that's deserving.
Yeah. I think got nominated over us.
Yeah, I think they did.
I'll be honest, yesterday, I wanted to kill myself. Right. I mean, that's, you know, get it. Frank Skinner, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely man. Funny man. Great, great broadcaster. Great comedian. Great writer. Just big fan. Blonky and Spoodles. like, that's just embarrassing. It's like being beaten by two Teletubbies. Have you searched? Have you checked?
Not yet.
Spanky and Foo-Foo. What? It's something like this.
It's hard to check when you're shouting out names like this.
It's something.
Definitely not Spanky.
I don't know what I'm searching. I'm not going to search for that.
It is.
Not on an office computer.
Dipsy and La La. Have a little look. They got nominated. Poodles and Teepee. Something like this. They got nominated instead of us. It's got to be a hell of a show.
Toby Anstis, Louis Walsh and Susan Boyle are the judges, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Apparently. £500 going your way. Toby, you're in big trouble, my friend.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With priority from O2. Making your live music experience even better.
Get it straight from Selco. At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices.